This is Nina Lockwood, and welcome to the Inspired Life Formula Program, Module 1, Nurture the Body. I've created this program from years of study and practice of the healing arts, the wisdom traditions, psychology, consciousness technologies, and even a little bit of quantum physics. I've taken the techniques and methods that I've found to be the most helpful and put them into a format that will help you look inside yourself for the answers to those questions that are most important to you. By exploring your own direct experience rather than relying on what other people tell you is the way things are or how you should live, you'll discover your own connection, your own understanding, and your own guidance system, so you can live a much richer and much more authentic and happier life than you've ever done before. And I've selected 6 areas that I believe are crucial for any journey of self-discovery: the body, mind, and spirit, the emotions, developing inner wisdom, and then aligning yourself with the flow of life as it uniquely comes through you. Now, each of these areas could be an entire program, but the material that you'll be introduced to here will take you a long way just by itself. And it will all depend on how much effort you're able to put into it. And before we dive in, I'd like to emphasize that my intention in offering this program to you is twofold. Of course, it's important to live as meaningful and as happy a life as you can, but it doesn't end there. Many of you consider your role or your purpose on the planet as that of a light worker. You want to bring light into the dark places, or you want to help others wake up, or you want to be part of the force that relieves suffering. By making these efforts for yourself first, you'll be far better equipped to offer that light and that healing and that love. So the process of the Inspired Life Formula doesn't end with you. It begins with you, and then the consequences will spread out into a world that dearly needs it. In this first module, we're going to focus on the body and how to nurture it so it becomes a beautifully fine-tuned and responsive instrument. And we're starting with the body because it is, after all, the vehicle that we have for navigating the planet. And although who we really are is not the body, it's designed to provide incredibly sensitive and accurate information about our relationship to both our inner and our outer circumstances. Who we are is beyond the body, beyond the realm of the senses. Some people refer to it as that ocean of consciousness upon which the waves of experience appear. So to begin by putting our attention on the body simply means that we need to take care of this instrument that we've been given to the best of our ability. If we do our best to feed it, care for it, heal it, maintain it, we'll be able to experience and enjoy how exquisitely the body tells us about our circumstances, whether we're safe or in danger, whether what we need is available, and what's important for us to be aware of, as well as how to respond in those circumstances. And it will also give us the energy with which to access non-physical information, intuition, your higher guidance, higher sense perception. And if we have health challenges or have an excess of tension or strain in the body, or we're out of balance, or we have painful emotional memories stored in our cellular tissues or our DNA, then our ability to understand what our bodies are trying to tell us and to know what's good for us, or even appreciate the beauty and the grace that life has to offer, all of that will be compromised to a certain degree. So preparing the body to be a clear channel, to be receptive and discerning, is the groundwork for the rest of the work we'll be doing in the Inspired Life Formula program. Now, I'm not telling you anything new when I remind you that you've already experienced for yourself how our bodies are affected by how we respond to events in life, as well as our ability to cope with stress. And over time, the habits and the tendencies and the reactions that we've developed and all the conditioning we've received about how to do life, they all take their toll. So although it's not the focus of this module, I do want to underscore the importance of four ways to take care of the physical body. And of course, as you do this, you'll be taking care of your emotional body and your mental body and your spiritual body, because they're all connected, which is why it's referred to as the body-mind, or sometimes the body-mind-spirit. So here goes. Number one, keep refining your ability to make healthy choices in your diet. And you probably already know what those are. Your body will tell you what's good for it and what isn't. Learning how to listen may take a little while, but the more you practice, the better you'll get at it. And your goal is to increase your overall vitality and sensitivity. Number two, get plenty of quality sleep. And that might mean going to bed earlier. And only have a minimum of electronic devices in your bedroom. And you may know this, you may not, that the electromagnetic frequencies that are in our electronic devices can be very disruptive. And they can disrupt your physical energy system. So take your cell phones or your laptops or your other devices, even your phones, landlines if you have them, and put them in another room. Number three, get regular massage, body work, or energy work. Your physical body can get thrown out of whack so easily. And when you can't do it yourself, there are experts who can help bring those bodies back into balance. And the fourth point is get enough exercise in whatever form suits you, gets you moving, accommodates any physical limitations you might have. The body needs to move and it wants to move. So as you know, things are happening faster and faster on the planet. There's more upheaval happening more frequently, and the amount of information that we're inundated with keeps increasing. So it's crucial that you're able to focus your attention and not get distracted so that you can make the best choices for yourself, as well as know what's in the highest and best interests for everyone, all the way up to the planet at large. And I've heard it said that now, because of this speed, this acceleration, and this overload of information that we have, that it's our ability to focus and pay attention that is the most highly valued skill. It's not the ability to access information, it's the ability to focus and pay attention to what's important. And even if just to keep our sanity, we need to be able to zero in on what's important and bypass what's just noise. And that noise can be so loud and so frequent that it can feel like we're living in a war zone in terms of what it does to our energy and our ability to discriminate. So it's important to repeat what's been said before, that even though we may not be able to choose the events that happen to us, we do have the choice as to how to deal with them. And the Inspired Life Formula program is meant to help you develop the inner resources to do just that. If you're already familiar with energy work, you're familiar with the principle of keeping the flow of energy open, locating the blocks or obstructions and releasing them. In this module, we're going to be applying this same principle to our own bodies so that we can hear the subtleties of what our bodies are trying to tell us. So what we'll be doing is feeling into our body, not just where it might hurt or feel tight, but allowing that part of our body to speak to us, tell us where it hurts and why. Maybe tell us where we felt victimized or helpless or despairing or angry. And as we honor that part of ourselves, that honoring is just one form of the love that is who we really are, so that we can find safety and trust and confidence from a deeper level than the hurts that we've acquired along the way. It's as though we've got this beautiful musical instrument that's gone through a lot in its lifetime and is really ready to have all its parts and pieces cleaned up, reconnected, polished, tuned. Once we've done that, we can really start to communicate with the body as we were meant to, and we can know things way beyond the level of the logical mind. And one of the major obstacles to experiencing a state of flow, not only in our bodies, but on all levels of our being, is resistance. Resistance to whatever it is that we're experiencing. If we're saying no with our bodies, no to an event, no to a person or a situation, we put up an energetic roadblock that can shut us down by creating limiting beliefs or causes us to bury our emotions. And then there are physical reactions that have been buried or repressed that need to be expressed and then released. And even the healthy of us have some residue inside us from our personal histories. So when this is the case, there's a two-step process that needs to happen so that we can reestablish or reawaken our natural abilities to respond and react in a way that doesn't cause any further damage to us or to anyone else. Now, these steps can be taken at the same time, but they're like two sides of the same coin. We need to put specific attention on our bodies in order to unblock our channels and love those bodies up so they can heal, and so the flow of energy and information can take place freely across all the levels of our being. And we also need to recognize and release resistance as best we can so that when we become aware of what we need, we can also become aware of how what we need is naturally flowing to us when we need it. So as we enable ourselves to become more deeply discerning, we can change the quality and the direction of our lives. Letting go of resistance does involve a form of surrender. And if that word invokes some resistance in you, think of it as a softening, an opening, without an agenda. And this doesn't mean that you don't take action when something is wrong or bad or something is needed, but it means that you're not reacting blindly out of habit and that you're able to consciously see and know the best thing to do that will allow for the least amount of harm to everyone involved. So yes, this is absolutely a form of healing, but not in the sense that we're trying to make something specific happen or respond to a particular symptom or condition. Instead, we're going through a process of asking questions about the nature of who we are, what's going on inside us, and what's preventing us from knowing. We're explorers. We're exploring the unknown inside of us, and we're listening deeply, softening to ourselves, and becoming receptive to whatever insight or connection or awareness wants to make itself known. As you look into the inner dimensions of your physical experience, you'll find yourself meeting up with your essence, who you really are. And this essence is your ultimate source of healing. It's also your source of wisdom and peace and happiness. You'll get a taste of your own depth and spaciousness, which we'll explore with other exercises and reflections in subsequent modules. And for now, you're going to get three different opportunities to nurture your body in a very particular way. Actually, we're going to be doing something I call noticing and nurturing, taking note of what it's like to be in your body and giving it what it needs. And there are three exercises for you to practice. I recommend that you do each of them at least once a day, more if you can. Each exercise has its own separate audio recording, and I'll lead you through each process, or at least take you far enough so that you can continue comfortably on your own. So do your best to do these exercises every day. But if you miss a day or you struggle with something in particular, just let that be okay. I want you to find your own way with these practices, just observing the process, taking notice of what you notice, and letting that be enough. Just going through the process itself will take you to the goal, because the journey is the destination. And I strongly recommend that you get a journal or notebook and keep a record of your impressions, your experiences, your questions. And keep track of what the exercises are like for you. Are they easier or harder at certain times of the day, or on days when you're stressed, or days when you have an easy day? What kind of details are you able to be aware of? And when does your attention stay strong? When does it waver? Will you notice places where you hold tension or memories? Are there emotions being held in certain parts of your body? And does this change from the act of simply noticing it? So you don't have to answer every one of the questions that I just asked. I just want to give you an idea of how much is possible to notice and how deeply you can nurture yourself by asking questions. So if you write down your experiences, you're also going to be able to have a record of that track of the expansion of your awareness from the first module to the last. And in this notebook of yours, you can write, you can draw, you can collage, you can put in meaningful pictures or compose music, or you could include poetry, anything that reflects your experience, whether it's easy or difficult or simple or complicated, everything in between. Now, here's an overview of the practices that we'll be doing. And just so you know, I'll be doing them along with you during this time that we work together so that we'll be able to compare notes. The first exercise is based on a mindfulness technique using the breath. And the reason that I've included it here is because, as I mentioned earlier, the ability to focus, to look and listen deeply, to pay attention so that you can make detailed observation is critical in being able to both nurture your body and to start to fine-tune your ability to listen to the body's wisdom. So you're going to put your attention on your breathing and just start noticing what the experience is like. Simple? Yes. Easy? Well, you'll find that out. And it will change each time that you do it. You'll get a lot of information about yourself from this. And remember, what we're doing in this module is developing the ability to notice that your sensations are giving you information and develop the ability to understand that information. Information that you can directly perceive from the body is going to be far more accurate and comprehensive than what your analytical, intellectual mind can give you. If you've done any sort of mindfulness practice in the past, you know that once you drop your attention from all that talking in your head into your body, your ability to be present and aware increases dramatically. You also give your brain the opportunity to go into a rest and relaxation mode because you're paying attention to nonverbal sensory data that, thankfully, doesn't require your mind to do any interpreting. Okay, so the second exercise also begins with noticing and includes specific nurturing. It's designed to help you easily drop into a felt sense of the body and to get to know what's going on in there. Now, I'm not talking about seeing how healthy you are or how much energy you have or how strong you are or whether you're hungry or not. I'm talking about beginning a gentle, curious exploration into the inner life of your body. To be able to start feeling into the tight muscles and the achy places that may have been neglected or ignored or just forgotten. And to recognize any contractions or restrictions, and maybe those tight spots are holding emotions from the past. Have you ever had a massage where, when the massage therapist works on a certain area, a strong emotion, say anger or tears, rises up, and you have no idea where that came from? Well, those parts of you may have been waiting for you to visit since your childhood, or they may have been waiting for you since this morning. And once you find them, as you begin this noticing, one bit at a time, at your own gentle, compassionate pace, you can love each one of them up and just completely saturate those hurt or tight parts until they feel safe and trusting and healed and ready to be released. And then the third exercise, as you might have guessed, also begins with noticing. Noticing how your body is engaged with the environment. And this practice involves becoming fully grounded and balanced, bringing your center of gravity down from where it usually is in the head into the belly, centering your energy so that you're not pushing towards or pulling away from what you meet. And by doing this, it helps you determine whether you're facing danger or safety, whether you're holding unnecessary physical tension, pushing away from or holding on to, and it will obviously give you some clues as to what is making you feel comfortable or distracted at any given moment. So all these exercises are giving you the opportunity to repair any lingering emotional upsets, to fine-tune your listening skills, and to bring your body into a state where you're relaxed and confident and trusting in yourself and what is. To read your body's signals, you need to be fully present to them. And you can and will gain access to your deepest perceptions as you free yourself from any degree of being locked up or in lockdown mode, whether it's from this lifetime or any other one. And once you do that, you'll become more and more familiar with what your genuine instincts and your genuine responses are at any given moment. And you'll automatically know what the right choices for action are. So thank you for investing the time and energy in yourself. You're worth it. And so is what you have to share with the world.